Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
One of the joys of doing Coast to Coast AM on a Friday night is when we do a new segment like this, I get a chance to talk both with some old friends like Howard Bloom coming up in just a second, but also some new ones. Dr. John Curtis, I've heard a lot but never spoken with. He's the editor of onlinecolumnist.com. And the director of an LA think tank that specializes in corporate consulting and strategic PR. Stratcom is like a serious hot topic, by the way, on college campuses across the country. So you're on the leading edge of that. Dr. John Curtis, it's a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
What's the? I tried to find what the PhD was in, just in order to flesh out fully your bio, but I couldn't find it. What was that?
Way back when, I have a PhD in psychology.
Oh, wonderful.
But I've been basically a journalist, writing, approximately, I think, that people are reading 30 columns a month. It's an enormous task, but we cover all the major news stories.
Of course. And certainly the psychology piece comes in handy when you're covering human beings of any type as a journalist. So we don't know what's in the Mueller report. We may not know much. We may know everything. We don't know what we don't know. But what we do know is that there are all sorts of reactions coming from different political quarters on this. Lots of spin going one way or another. What's your first take on the fact that the Mueller report has been turned in?
All right, well, let me help connect some dots, okay? The investigation, the Mueller investigation, was built off of Hillary's paid opposition research known as the dossier. It was fake from the get-go. It was an attempt on her part to discredit the Trump campaign. It was orchestrated through President Barack Obama, his Attorney General Loretta Lynch, his National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and James Comey, the FBI director, all of whom were attempting to sabotage Trump's campaign to get Hillary elected. Now, having said that, the context of this this entire investigation has been built off of this phony dossier that was done by Christopher Steele and paid by Fusion GPS, a strategic communications firm that was paid for by the Democratic National Committee and the Trump and the Hillary campaign. So there should be no major shock right now that they didn't find anything with respect to collusion.
That's the political aspect of the whole thing. That's what they want to find. But we don't know yet, right, what it says in the report. So would you be shocked, if it doesn't even mention any of that stuff?
No, what we do know is all we need to know, and that is there's no more indictments being made. He's not pursuing any further indictments. Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, Jerome Corsi, all of the folks that the left-wing press have said have been implicated in this nefarious conspiracy with the Kremlin have not panned out. So I'm not surprised that somebody like Jeffrey Toobin is absolutely dumbfounded tonight on CNN, essentially saying, wait a second, to all of the punditry that's out there saying, they're not being indicted, you know? That's a pretty big win for the White House on this one. And really what it means is that the fraud that Trump has been talking about for a long time has come home to roost. Now, the Democrats don't want to hear that. They want this to be a campaign issue so that it damages Trump. Throw as much mud on him as you can, you know, until the 2020 election. But this is a huge, undeniable victory for Trump that there are no further indictments here.
Yeah, certainly that was the word earlier. But don't we need to know yet whether, and we don't know, whether this could end up being indictments coming from the Southern District of New York, that it won't come out of the Mueller investigation, but they will be referred to, for example, the Attorney General of the state of New York or other places that would be, because these would have been perhaps state crimes that they might have uncovered.
Okay, well, let's put it this way, Ian. Okay. This was not part of Mueller's mandate to investigate every nook and cranny of Trump's finances.
Right.
Basically, what the Mueller report is saying is that there is no collusion with Russia. There is no case for obstruction of justice. All of the things you've been hearing on left-wing radio and TV for the last almost 2 years. Now, what this tells you is that it's a huge blow to the left wing, and especially to members of Congress who are engaged in their new investigations, like Adam Schiff and others in the House, and Jerome Nadler on the Judiciary Committee in the House. And they're going to be very, very disappointed with this report. And Rod Rosenstein gave a very strong clue as to what is going to be written in this report. And it's basically going to be the evidence that is connected with the indictments that were made and no information provided on the declinations. And that means the people that were not indicted.
Right.
Because it's against the Justice Department rules to name people who are,
who won't be indicted.
You can't subject to a criminal indictment.
You don't want to tar them with that. But at the same time, there were 34. Right. I mean, there's 34 charges that have come up to people and three to companies along the way. That's not nothing. I mean, that may not be, as you say, it may not be what many people on the left were hoping for. But that's not, it's also not, you know, chicken salad either that they got, that there was 30 people are actually going to go to jail that came as a result of this investigation. And
well,
companies might still be prosecuted
for. Yeah, I know that that's really something that the left hangs on. Basically, it's, look, oh, there's all these indictments. But what were the indictments? There were process indictments. I mean, you had Michael Flynn, basically, who was talking to Sergei Kislyak during the transition period. Well, what kind of a crime is that? This guy is basically a socialite Russian, you know, who's been there for like 25 years as Russian ambassador. What kind of crime is that?
Well, I don't think there was that. He wasn't charged with
perjury.
Yeah, but he wasn't charged with talking to the Russian guy. He was charged with lying.
Perjury.
Right. I mean, don't
perjury
we want that?
Over nothing.
Oh, okay.
That was Flynn's failing. I mean, basically, not to just, you know, say, yeah, we were talking about a lot of things. It really didn't matter. But the point is now that there is no substance to the claims on the left, even though they will continue to make these claims, that somehow there's so much more here that Mueller missed. They embraced Mueller, the left. He was going to be the one that supplied this extensive report of all of these potential crimes that were committed. And now, guess what? No more indictments. And the ones you got were somebody who engaged in conspiracy money laundering 12 years ago in the Ukraine with Paul Manafort and several other people who made misstatements. Can you imagine that to an FBI agent was asking them, like Michael Cohen, when did you complete the Trump project? When did you stop talking? Well, we stopped in December. Oh, but we have evidence that you actually went on until June. So you get convicted with a plea deal for perjury. And as far as the other crimes that you're talking about in the Southern District of New York, you know, there are double jeopardy statutes. You've got the main prosecutor, federal prosecutor, Robert Mueller, who's essentially saying no more indictments. Yes, there are people that can go on and say, oh, I want to look at his finances. I want to look at his tax returns, the president's, that is. I want to look into all kinds of things. But it's completely extraneous to the investigation of Russian collusion and obstruction of justice. Those were the two main charges that Mueller was mandated to look at. He found nothing about that. No more indictments.
Well, it's certainly
that tells the story.
You're certainly right, and that seems to be where this is headed over the next couple of days. We'll know more when they actually release the contents of the investigation. I appreciate that.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dr. John Curtis, and I know you're accustomed to being paired with Howard Bloom, so you won't be shocked that I'll go to him here before we get to the bottom of the hour, and we'll get to our guest coming up. Thank you, Dr. Curtis. Howard Bloom is a long-term guest here on Coast to Coast. He and I go back, I don't want to say 20 years, but close to 20 years on Coast to Coast, and he's a personal friend. Howard, how are you tonight?
Great. And John Curtis has got me all riled up.
Well, before you go anywhere, let me just say, I have a confession to you. I was in New York.
Oh, you didn't tell me? Ian!
I know. Wait, let me get the confession out. So I did a true crime presentation at New York University a couple of Saturdays ago. So it was literally like a fly-in and a fly-out. And most of the time that I was there, I was in my hotel room grading papers. But right. I usually let you know when I'm and the last time I was in town was for your birthday. So let me just say, it wasn't... We still don't know. I mean, we just don't know what's in this investigation. We don't know yet what the Mueller report is going to say. I'll say the same thing I said to Dr. Curtis. We will know more soon, and it may be that he's right, that this is just a matter of, you know, this was they swung for the fences and they got a double, and all of this, you know, Sturm und Drang was over a double. Where are you with that, Howard?
Here's where the ball game is right now. The delivery of the Mueller report is just the beginning. It's a kickoff for a really bitter scrum that may last the rest of the year. The left is convinced that Donald Trump has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, and they've been waiting for almost 2 years for revelations in the Mueller report to give them grounds for impeachment. The right believes that the Mueller report is the product of a deep state conspiracy to overthrow a legitimately elected president, a conspiracy to pull off a bloodless coup. Mueller, his right-hand man Andrew Weissman, James Comey, Bruce Orr, his wife Nellie Orr, Lisa Page, FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and former CIA Chief John Brennan have all allegedly been a part of this conspiratorial witch hunt. And some claim that behind the attempt to crucify Trump is the archdemon, Hillary Clinton. who kicked this whole thing off by hiring, as John just said, the former head of the Russian desk for Britain's intelligence agency, MI6, Christopher Steele, to concoct a so-called phony report alleging that President Trump is in Vladimir Putin's pocket. Now, that's the conservative point of view, but take a close look at this so-called phony Steele dossier. You can find it online. It looks insanely credible. It says, among other things, that the Russians have been trying to turn Donald Trump into what Moscow calls a, quote, useful idiot, close quote, since at least 2008. Now, remember, Donald Trump was flown with his wife on an all-expense-paid trip to Moscow by the Russian government in 1987, a full 32 years ago. He was treated like a VIP and shown around Russia's capital city. That trip turned Donald Trump into a megaphone for Kremlin propaganda. Says the San Francisco Chronicle, only 7 weeks after that trip, Trump ran full-page ads in the Boston Globe, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, calling for, in effect, the dismantling of the Western alliance, what Vladimir Putin dreams of more than anything else in life. That may have begun President Trump's performance as a Russian asset.
Okay, but if any of that was in the report, then you know, there would be more indictments, right? So
there wouldn't necessarily be more indictments, because the only crime here would be under the emoluments clause. But there's more. This kicked off Trump's Russian fixation, and not long after the first Russian trip, Donald Trump began his plan for a Trump Tower in Moscow, a 100-story building that would be the tallest building in Europe. And in 2013, Trump took his Miss Universe pageant to Moscow and begged for attention from Vladimir Putin. But the crucial year for Putin's influence over Donald Trump was 2008, the year of the Great Recession, when we were all threatened with unemployment and the destruction of our savings. Donald Trump had gone through between 4 and 6 bankruptcies, depending on who's counting. He owed over $690 million and was about to lose everything. No bank would lend a penny to anyone, not even to their best clients. It was the Great Recession. But one of the banks that Donald Trump had stiffed was the German bank, Deutsche Bank. In fact, Trump was in a hot and heavy lawsuit with Deutsche Bank. He tried to get his debt to the bank nullified by accusing the bank of starting the Great Recession of 2008. Yet Deutsche Bank reached out and caught Donald Trump before he could fall. It loaned Trump $2 billion. Why? Now, could it have been something to do with a crime for which Deutsche Bank would later be punished with a $630 million fine? Could it be because Deutsche Bank laundered $10 billion for Vladimir Putin? Could it be that $2 billion of this laundered Putin money went to bail out Donald Trump?
Okay.
Will the Mueller report tell us anything about these things?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, but see that what you described there, right, for a prosecutor, seemingly would be low-hanging fruit, right? That seems like that would be the easiest thing to prove. Exactly like, you know, to quote John Curtis a moment ago, that, you know, you could easily connect the dots. If that were true, then all of that would just be, that would lead up to more indictments.
But so where's the crime? The Deutsche Bank has loaned Donald Trump, a real estate magnate, money. Donald Trump, a real estate mogul, has borrowed money. Bankruptcy is common among real estate developers. It just goes with the field. This is all before Donald Trump was president. And so where's the crime?
Well, wouldn't that be exactly what John Curtis is asking, is where's the crime? The crime didn't happen, so there's no crime.
Except there's Donald Trump is, if this scenario is correct, and it may not be, but if it is correct, then Donald Trump is the biggest Manchurian candidate in the history of the modern West.
Well, you know, people throw around things like Manchurian candidate because it's very sexy. And for the same reason that, you know, I know that this is something which got said about Barack Obama and whatever. Everybody likes to talk in terms of, like, you know, movie analogies. I don't know that we really have enough evidence yet. What you will wait, we will all have to wait until the contents of the Mueller report comes out. And it does seem like, as others have pointed out, it does seem like this is a time when a lot of people on the right get to say, I told you so.
Right.
Are you not willing to allow them to say, I told you so?
Not yet. There's going to be a furious fight for the next possibly year over to reveal or not to reveal the details of what's in the Mueller report. And until we see those details, we don't have a clue.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.